Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Shay Conlon and Jeff Baker of BSF Enterprise. Welcome back to the podcast, gents.
Hi, Phil.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we obviously saw the news that the company has just announced major progress at its subsidiary Lab Grown Leather Limited, LGL, which is pioneering sustainable leather using its patented ATEP technology. LGL has developed three core products, Elemental, Elemental Plus, and Elemental X, including a breakthrough ultra-thin 0.04mm leather and the world's first T-Rex leather grown from synthetic dinosaur DNA. Media coverage has reached over 500 million people, with commercial talks underway with new fashion leads. Ongoing partnerships with four major brands continue, with eight samples already sent, and future production is set to benefit from significant cost savings via 3DBT's City Mix. Tell us more about these updates, please, Shay.
Great. Yes, there's a lot happening, isn't there? I think we're really excited. We've been working on this ultra lightweight leather for a while. We can start to share more about it, having submitted the patent application a month or so ago. So with leather and traditional leather from animals, there's a limit to how thin it can be made. If you go below 0.4 millimeters thick, it falls apart. And there's actually some special leather. Some animal leathers are a bit better at making thin leather than other ones. Interestingly, I think camel, maybe kangaroo also. And you can make thin leather still, you know, down to this 0.4 millimeter thickness. Any further, it just doesn't have any integrity, falls apart, and it's not functional as leather. Because we're making the structural part of leather in the lab, we can control those aspects and challenges and make leather that's a lot thinner than 0.4 millimeters, and down to 0.04 millimeters or indeed lower. The other interesting point of that is that it still retains that strength of leather, which is obviously important. So it has all the kind of physical characteristics of leather, but is a lot thinner. You know, we could say 100 times thinner if we go for a 4 millimeter thick leather, which, you know, leather can be up to that thick, it's 100 times thinner than that.
That's quite incredible, though, no? And how at that thinness does it maintain its strength without giving your patent away?
Well, it's easy to talk about it from why can't animal leather go to that thickness? And it's to do with the collagen arrangement of the fibers in the structural part of the skin, the dermis. And the way they're arranged is that they have bundles of them of certain sizes, and those bundles then dictate how thick it can go. Because of the way we can control that bundles of collagen and the size of these bundles, we can go thinner.
Okay. It must be almost see-through now at 0.04 millimeters.
No, it's not see-through. No, it's still tans and dyes nicely. I think there's some pictures on the RNS. You can see the color of that particular one. So it dyes in the same way as leather does. It finishes in the same way as leather, as like all our leather products do.
Yeah. So what are some of the kind of key industries or applications that you're targeting for this Elemental Plus? You know, are there any sort of, you know, potential real world collaborations already in motion for that?
Yes, I started talking to some fashion brands that have interest in high tech materials and having a leather item that's a fraction of the weight of traditional leather is appealing to them, while still having all the other properties of strength and wear and etc. I mean, we'd be really keen to talk to Adidas. I noticed today that they've just stopped using kangaroo leather. And one of the reasons why, I mean, from an environmental, but one of the reasons they had to go down that was because of the thinness, in their football boots and things like that. So it would be great to talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in the automotive industry as well, where weight saving is a premium on some of these sports car brands, I can imagine having a really sort of durable but much thinner leather is something that would appeal to them massively.
Yeah, especially electric cars and aerospace.
Yeah, aeroplanes would be a big thing, because there'd be a huge amount of leather in an aeroplane in terms of the, you know, business class seats and first class seats, all of those things that were leather. If it was saved a few kilograms, this is going to be very beneficial.
Yep. Yep. So a lot of the air industries are actually going back to leather. They've tried other materials, and it transpires that some of the alternative materials, because they don't have the same natural fire retardant properties, they have to then layer them with other materials to meet the specifications, and it ends up adding on more weight. So the leather's coming back into very much into the frame for airline budget airlines are moving to leather.
So, have you managed to create me my T-Rex leather keyring yet?
No, not yet. No, we're still working on that. We're still lining up the commercial development really before we start deciding on what to make exactly.
Okay. And what sort of feedback did you have over that? Because it went wide and far, didn't it? Or far and wide in terms of people starting to talk about it.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah, it's really, really good interest from across the globe. I think that it's fair to say that there was a lot of shocked people out there. But where did T-Rex leather suddenly come from? Nobody saw that coming, which is, great for us to be leading in this space. And a lot of people, they want T. We've got a lot of feedback. A lot of people are asking, inquiring, when can I get my T-Rex leather boots? When can I get my T-Rex hat? All sorts of ideas about why they would like to have it made from a T-Rex leather, which is great. And in the fullness of time, we'll hope to be doing many of those. But it's an exclusive material, and it's all part of kind of framing the commercialization at the moment. Is we you know we it's a luxury in that it's exclusive, and we'll be kind of working on the best way of commercializing it that way.
Yeah, and the other thing that stuck out for me really in the RNS, point this to Jeff, was really the use of the City Mix. So the use of the City Mix is going to mean obviously more revenues in terms of the company. So how do you see that progressing over time, Jeff?
Well, we're really pleased that we are able to get the two companies working together. Of course, doing more leather and producing more leather or skin to tan will need a lot more City Mix, the product that's produced by 3D BioTissue. Both companies are owned presently by BSF, but we're in the process of spinning out lab-grown leather and getting separate funding for that. That's non-dilutive for the group, and that allows them to have better commercial arrangements between the two companies, and being able to drive some revenue into the hands of the group through 3D BioTissue.
Very good. So what's next then, Shay?
Working on spinning out the lab-grown leather. That's taking up a considerable chunk of our time. We're making good progress with that. Aligning on the bringing in a brand for the Tyrannosaurus Rex leather and the showcase product in line with that brand is also very much high on our to-do list, as is scaling up the production capacity, etc., following the fundraise. So it's quite
So
a
this is then going to be a private limited company, or it will be listed as well?
At the moment, we're going to keep it private. It'll be just a spin out with private investors coming in, a handful that'll take an interest in the company to take it to the next stage. Lab-grown leather could well end up being spun out and listed entirely on another market, on AIM or wherever. But at the moment, we'll keep it private and grow the company as quickly as possible with private equity coming in to help fund it.
Very good. That all sounds very exciting. I mean, from the perspective of the corneas, even though that's not obviously in the RNS, are we moving forward with this as well, Chair?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Where the licensing arrangement for is near completion, and we have the been awarded a grant to fund the veterinary trial of the Corrado liquid cornea. So we're just getting everything in line to start that off.
How big is the veterinary market if you were just to crack that mind, the human?
Oh, I can't remember the number. It's significantly smaller than the medical market, but it's not it's I don't want to make up a number off the top of my head. I think it's significantly smaller, but the plan is to develop it initially in the veterinary space, prove it out. We've got it lined up. We've got distributors in place for the product, and then use learnings from that in the development of the clinical trial for the following year. So we'll be learning off the back of the veterinary trial, developing a veterinary product. There's a good chance that that veterinary product will be just licensed out completely and allowing us to and concentrate fully on the medical device.
Very good. So T-Rex came from left field and from literally hundreds of millions of years ago. What else are you going to bring from left field? I haven't got good enough imagination to think what else you could make, but what else do you think you could make?
Well, I'm not gonna. You'll have to keep keep on the edge of your seat and wait for those ones, Kevin, because I'm not gonna share them with you here. But there
Okay.
are. So, I mean, what I can say is that the Elemental X platform, so this is the one that we're using for the T-Rex leather, is employs engineering biology, cutting edge engineering biology, AI, very new AI protein tools, and that opens up all sorts of applications. One point to make is that whilst engineering biology, synthetic biology can be used to improve cell efficiencies and reduce the cost, which is great. And you know, we're doing the same thing. Because we don't use a scaffold in our product, we're one step ahead in that we can engineer the cells to change the physical properties of the leather. And that really does open up all these, allows us to do the T-Rex, allows us to do extra strong, allows us to do a whole lot of other things. If we had a scaffold in there like our competitors, then it didn't really matter how much you fiddle around with the cells. You're only ever going to appreciate what the scaffold brings to that material. Because we don't use a scaffold, all the cells make the whole thing. We can change those cells and have a demonstrably different leather at the end using the
Yeah,
engineering.
so you can pretty much make whatever you want, whether it's T-Rex or any other thing, but it can have, it can be very strong. It can, whether you want a weak one is unlikely, but it can be very strong. It can be very thin, as you've said. I presume it can also be very thick, and that is something maybe that is also a marker. I don't know for what, but it can be many things, and therefore, the adaptability of it will allow you to succeed in many areas.
Yeah, I think it's important, Kevin, to point out that we're not moving away from traditional leather and our partnerships with the major fashion brands that we've been working with. We continue to work with them and continue to develop the traditional leather product. But what this does is showcase the platform itself and allows our investors, our shareholders, our partners to appreciate the fact that we can do other things beyond just being a traditional leather supplier. And I think that's what Shay's getting across is that this is not our sole future, but it's certainly an opportunity for us to do things differently and create different types of products that are not seen in the market.
Well, most of the high-end stuff is, or not most, but there is a large selection of, whether it be crocodile skin, whether it be, as you said earlier, kangaroo skin, snake skin, all of those things. And now you can create those things without flaws, and either the thicknesses or the strengths that they require. I presume that is what is, replacing what is already use, and now all of a sudden, this is, in inverted commas, ethical. Good answer, Chef.
That's the plan. That's the plan, Kevin.
That's the plan. Very good. Good luck.
Yeah.
And we look forward to hearing from you shortly.
Thanks, guys.
They will say Jeff Baker and Shay Conan of BSF Enterprise, thanks very much for appearing on the podcast.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you,
Kevin.
Cheers, guys.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.